They are some of the most marginalized in our society, but they are the most generous, welcoming people that you'll ever meet.
Kate Pinnock's job is to make radio with those locked inside Australia's prisons.
We sit in a room, usually a little classroom, and I have exactly what I have in front of me now, which is just like a little recorder. What I do is what you're doing to me, which is just asking questions and getting them to make answers as complete as they can.
The radio show is called Jailbreak and is broadcast nationwide via the Community Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ethan.
This is Jailbreak.
We're keeping you company. Koori Radio, Jailbreak 93.7. Coming to you here at John Moroney Correctional Centre.
Hosted by inmates, it provides a link for those separated by prison and aims to raise public awareness about the issues they face.
Radio is a fantastic medium to reach out to communities who are isolated, socially isolated or physically isolated. They always say families do their time too. It's not just the person who's locked up, it is their families in the community as well.
I'm Elias, here I am on Koori Radio, and this is my song, Akon, I Can't Wait.
Kate produces Jailbreak as part of her role at the Community Restorative Centre. The organisation provides support and information to people affected by the criminal justice system in New South Wales.
I'm trying to produce a program which is led by them. They present their own story. They guide their own story.
It's a love song to all your brothers in here thinking about your girl. I'm Elias and this is Koori Radio. You're listening to 93.7 with the crew.
You know, I might sit down with them and tell them, okay, why tell your story? You know, that some people say, why would I tell my story? And so there's a bit of debriefing that happens first.
While sitting down with inmates, Kate encourages them to reflect on life before prison, any realisations they've had inside, and to share lessons with family members and loved ones on the outside.
Consequences of my actions are separation from my family, from my children. My freedom has been taken away from me. All my pleasures and leisures are out the door. Can't play my weekends. My message to all the young fellas out there, to listen to your parents. Don't use drugs or smoke. Stay away from the alcohol and the gambling. Just play your football and stay healthy. I have three beautiful kids. I have an 11-year-old boy, a 5-year-old girl and a 2-year-old boy. Yeah, if you're listening, hopefully not too long to go. Love ya and hope to see you soon. If this goes our way, my love will always be eternity. You have set my mind, my love, my heart so free.
Over 13,000 adults are incarcerated in New South Wales, with Aboriginal people massively overrepresented. These prisoners often have a history of intergenerational trauma, loss of culture, poverty, discrimination, alcohol and drug use, and violence, as well as lack of access to education and welfare systems. Almost a third of female prisoners are Aboriginal, despite making up less than 3% of the population.
Women who commit crimes are more harshly judged, mainly because they do lose their children and they're more harshly judged. They experience much greater homelessness, despair.
Jailbreak ran a special broadcast for International Women's Day back in 2019. The aim was to raise awareness of the struggles women face inside.
It's a really good example of how Jailbreak works in that these significant events that happen on the outside, like Christmas, like NAIDOC, like International Women's Day, and people often forget there are people in jail that can't participate. And so for Jailbreak, it's so important for women in jail to have a voice on International Women's Day.
International Women's Day, coming right to your cell on Jailbreak.
Hope your time's going okay.
Jailbreak's keeping you company wherever you are in the system.
I think everyone ends up crying when they hear it, because I think I was almost crying on that day, because April and Paris had never done any radio at all.
April and Paris, former inmates and now partners, hosted the show.
I'm April and I'm a Gamilaroi woman.
I'm Paris.
From
I'm a Wiradjuri woman.
They were quite fearful and anxious, which, you know, is so normal.
From Lismore.
And so we had to sit down and we had to, you know, de-stress and try and get them familiar with the whole experience. The end of that session with those two, I think they felt really proud, and that's really what I'm trying to achieve, that they feel really proud of what they've done.
Women in custody, they are good people.
Some people might think they deserve to be behind their walls because of their drug addiction, their crime. But really deep down inside, you need to realise, why are they there?
Kate says she hopes the stories can help audiences empathise with those caught up in the criminal justice system.
I feel Aboriginal people feel that they're living in a racist country and a punitive country. And I would really want listeners to understand what it's like to be an Aboriginal person or someone who's been caught up in the criminal justice system, the experience of incarceration.
Jailbreak is broadcast to the public, but it's also for those inside dealing with social exclusion, social withdrawal and isolation.
One of the things that Jailbreak can do is that when they're doing their head miles in the middle of the night and the anxiety and the despair that people are feeling, is that listening to something like Jailbreak or prison radio is a way of getting through the night, understanding that, you know, suicidal feelings come and go and that the feelings will pass. And so what I always say is that prison radio saves lives.
I want to send a message out there to you guys to let you know that yous are not alone.
In addition to sharing music and personal stories, Jailbreak broadcasts educational messages to the community about health and harm reduction.
In the jail system, you have a high number or high incidence of people taking drugs and injecting drug users. And of course, in the jail system, they don't have access to needle and syringe programs like they do in the community. They're going to risk situations. So they're going to share needles and they're going to be, you know, make homemade needles, which cause sepsis. But the main problem is those blood-borne viruses, hepatitis and HIV, and the consequences of having those sorts of diseases.
Kate partnered with government organisation Justice Health to run a hepatitis C awareness workshop. The workshop was held at John Moroney Correctional Centre in the state's northwest.
In the time that I've been producing Jailbreak, we've managed to produce 3 wraps, and it's called HEPOP, as in hepatitis C, so we call it HEPOP, where we can go into the jails, gather up a whole lot of young brothers, get a high-profile hip-hop band in to work. They were called The Last Connection and they're amazing. And they worked with inmates who'd never done any kind of rap, you know, that loved to rap. And it was a way of engaging, you know, young Aboriginal men and women.
Caught up in the game, locked down in chains. Got that warrior blood running through your veins.
You'll hear their own stories of incarceration.
Went from painting trains to playing the jail game. Learning quick, hoping not to get sticked. Mum was shocked hearing I was running from the cops. Caught up in the game and it's a damn shame. You won't catch me riding the Hep C train. Just remember, peer pressure is the devil in the game. Ran out of matches, he hopes Hep C will soon catch us.
And a rapper with a slightly larger fan base even featured on the show.
I'm still riding the wave of meeting Ice Cube.
Just waking up in the morning, gotta thank God. I don't know.
Kate's connections managed to get her a spot backstage with the man himself after one of his concerts in Canberra.
So we ended up there at 1 o'clock in the morning, backstage at one of Ice Cube's performances.
I represent a program in Australia for all the people in prison who couldn't actually make it here today.
And I can remember going into his dressing room, and there he was looking very thuggy with one of those mirrors behind him with all those flashing lights behind. And immediately when he saw it was some middle-aged woman from England asking him all these questions, he sort of relaxed, which was great.
Your opportunity to touch base with them, and you know, they listen to your music, they love your lyrics. Is there anything you'd like to say to them?
I'd like to tell them to keep their head up. You know, I'd like to tell them you can't keep a good man down, you can't keep a good woman down.
Kate had Ice Cube describe his own experience in prison and the importance of music in his life.
You know, it took me about five times to work out what he was saying in this amazing sort of central LA accent.
You know, and you can use this time to waste time, or you can use this time to better yourself. And when you
and also I got him talking about you know, black fellas, you know, Aboriginal incarceration. And, you know, he said, you know, it's the same in the USA.
It's the same song all over the world, you know.
The thing's on top and they got the other people on the bottom.
To keep some people on top, some people on the bottom.
You know, the world is a pyramid. And so he gave me about 13, 14 minutes of absolute gold, which for gold for people in jail, and I play it, still play it to everybody inside, because it tells his own story of incarceration. Music is big on Jailbreak. You know, we talk a lot about music and lyrics, and music as a way of getting through time, music as a way of escaping. The same goes for radio. You know, you can listen to radio and stories and music and be in another world. That's what I love about radio, in your own imagination. When you imagine in jail, people spend hours and hours and hours of, you know, time locked up. It's, you know, a hugely powerful medium to be able to offer.
At 60 years of age, there's no stopping Kate. She dreams of one day starting an entire radio station for prisoners, run by prisoners.
This particular role I've been in for the last 12 years has transformed my life in terms of the understanding of people who are the most marginalised in our society. It's just opened up a whole new world of understanding that I would want other listeners of Jailbreak to understand as well.
You can listen to Jailbreak on Monday and Sunday nights at 10 p.m. on Koori Radio 93.7 FM. And if you or someone you know requires mental health support, you can get assistance from Lifeline on 13 11 14, YarnSafe, or your local Natro member service. Julia Carcatzel, SBS News.